cars, dude.
Oh, I had a back in the day, I had an idea for a penis product.
What happened? Oh, what is it?
It wasn't.
You presented this.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, I've already told you.
Hold on, let me hear it.
I've already told you.
I'm gonna see if I remember it. Go ahead.
Oh, the idea
condoms?
Was
yes. It lubed?
Yes.
All right, let me hear it. What was it?
You would lubricate the outside of the condom
okay.
with something that made the vagina contract.
Oh yeah, this is the craziest shit I've heard.
Oh yeah, you hit me with this before.
Yes.
I mean,
explain it more.
Well, it's just the idea of instead of taking something to make the penis feel bigger or your penis bigger, you'd make the vagina feel tighter.
Yeah, you just gotta whisper the right stuff in their ear, dude. It's gotta be like,
my asshole is lubed up right now. Don't worry about my tiny dick. Your pussy's about to contract.
No, but like, it'd be tough. You'd have to brand it so
secret. Yes. Damn it, dude.
It's probably scientifically possible. But you'd have to, the branding would be so tricky. Because like, if you were out to buy condoms and your girlfriend found that you bought the vaginal contracting condoms,
right, right,
that's like a girl coming home and buying you like extra small condoms. That's like,
right, you have to market it to women under the slogan make him feel bigger.
Girls probably would like that. You're right,
but
or you can market it as, hey, you got a giant pussy.
I was gonna say you could have like Martha Stewart come out and be like, hey, you whale pussy horse.
And I think for the record, I'd like to say that I'm not advocating making this product.
Are you a slut with a giant pussy? Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Gerben, noted Jew and hemorrhoid sufferer.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Steve Gerben is not a doctor.
my friend bought this stuff. In freshman year of college, bought this stuff. It was called Mandelay. And it's like a desensitizer. It's like basically a shit like Ambisol you put on your tongue, whatever that's called. It kills your nerve endings or it temporarily kind of like cuts them off.
Numbs your dong up.
Yeah, so you numb your dongers and then like, so you don't come so fast. And he was having sex with his girlfriend and he was like doing it secretly. Like he'd go get his condom and like put Mandelay on. He put it on the wrong side of the condom and rolled the condom down and started having sex with his girlfriend. And she was like, I can't feel myself. It's your pussy just went totally numb. And he's like, weird. That's fucking weird.
Oh, my God, dude.
He's like, well, that's crazy. It must be these condoms. I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah,
fucking hit her with a Mandelay, dude. It totally killed the pussy.
Mandelay. You should get that for your asshole. You should just numb your asshole.
With Mandelay.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I mean, the concern with that would be that then it would exacerbate the problem.
Then the problem, you wouldn't even feel the problem.
No, no.
You'd just be roided out.
It'd be like being on painkillers, yeah.
It would come back worse.
So what's like, is there any long-term cures or like?
I think you could potentially get surgery, but I've got them like inside and outside. So you gotta like.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, there's external and internal roids.
Ooh.
You can get inside your butthole roids. Deep in the colon.
Where's an out? What's an outside?
Outer word? Is like on the butthole.
Right.
You can
on,
see like a bulge.
Which is probably what your girlfriend's seeing. That's what I was saying. If she's getting in there.
God, yeah, she hasn't said anything about that. She's just more of like a. She's on the poop patrol.
Okay.
So. But, you know, you don't get hemorrhoids. You got someone. You got a personal butt janitor, dude.
I mean, that. I would love that.
It's pretty nice.
That's what you need to find. Put that on Tinder.
You'd be surprised,
just be like,
man.
Hey, is anybody here interested?
There's a lot of girls who want to get into guys' butts, dude. They're kicking around out there. They're thinking about it.
I mean, if I were you, I would say that.
What?
You've got experience with it. You found one. You've got to be like, there's got to be plenty of girls
no,
like this.
No, I'm telling you, man. I've dated girls before, and they'll fucking attack your butt, dude. They're looking to do it.
They're trying to get into your asshole.
Yeah.
They like that.
It's just something they can take from you, dude.
You think that women are trying to take things from you?
Yeah, just to be like, I remember when I put my finger in your ass, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Little booty, yeah, all right.
It's a nice thing to have on someone. Like, if I had fingered your ass, there would be a secret bond we'd have.
Would you ever get pegged?
No, hell no.
You would.
That's how you get hemorrhoids,
Steve,
dude.
You would get pegged.
Yeah, I feel like I could take it. I would have to, like.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Dude, this is.
Wait, there's nothing wrong with taking pleasure from your butt.
From getting pegged, I do have a problem with that.
Why?
It's fucking weird.
Okay.
Anytime I hear a dude, and I'm not shitting on you here.
No, no, you can shit on me.
I've heard this too many times lately.
About dudes
from dudes that I'm sitting down with talking, either getting pegged or being like, yeah, I would get pegged.
I think a lot of really? People think yes. they could, but I think once I think the push peg comes to out,
shove, dude.
I think once the peg comes out.
Interesting. So here's my thought process on this.
Yeah.
That it's really just, it's not a physical sensation that I think I would enjoy. Like when I put a suppository up my ass, I'm like, it feels weird. I
know, it does feel good. When your butthole sucks it up.
And then that's an interesting feeling. Butthole, yes, yeah.
If you put a suppository in your ass, your butthole just snatches it.
And you like it.
That does, it is, it's a nice feeling.
It's a reverse turn.
Yeah, it feels great.
The first time I did that, I giggled. But the way I would do it is,
and jerked off.
If it really turned her on, and this is somebody that was going to be with long term.
Oh, if it really turned her on.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I would say we got to start with something that would be like suppository size.
Yeah.
Something that's not, you know, so and then I just have
your
to.
Your dick.
So then I just have to endure an uncomfortable physical sensation. That's not that uncomfortable, but it's getting her off. Because the thing is that if you have something that really turns you on and she's kind of like, you're just like, fuck, come on.
That's true.
Just like tough it out.
I'll give up the ass.
Right. So if she really wanted it. Then, you know, something very small. Wouldn't nothing.
And you think that adds to the element of eroticness, her commanding to get into your butt a little, or no?
What is that? What do you mean?
The fact that she's like totally dominating your butt and you're just appeasing her.
That's what it's called. It would make you feel.
That's a butt queen. If someone has a butt queen, there's like a girlfriend who like demands entry into your asshole.
Oh. Well, I mean, as long as that personality. I don't know.
As long as
don't do it.
They have enough. No. You can't.
I'm not looking for it.
She has
I'm just
to be
saying.
Rich.
If
she has
your
to
girl's.
Be rich.
Dude, if
don't
this
do this to the poor girl.
You're talking. Yeah, that's true.
It would have to be a long term relationship with somebody.
With a good family.
So you're. Yeah.
That's how you solidify land deals.
Yeah, she's got to come from good
an ink
stock.
Pen up your ass.
It's got to be good stock. And
she fucks you with an ink pen and her father signs the title.
Yeah, he puts a wax stamp on your back.
Right.
Instead of her coming. But, so you're going to, this would be hypothetically with somebody that you love, like are in a long-term relationship with?
Yes, and then it really.
And then you want to have kids, and you got to look your son in the eye someday when you're out playing catch.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, son, one day.
The worst
no,
part.
No, I'd be like, son, I let your mom stick
stuff up my ass
because it got her off.
All right.
And I take care of her.
Be like, I had something
I make
in my
sure
ass
she
when I conceived
fucking
you.
Fucking comes hard and I.
My asshole was full with like a tube sock and a battery when I conceived you.
Well, again, it would be a limit to the girth.
Look at Finn giving you side eyes for
being
a fucking.
Thing, the one thing I worry about
Finn
is
the dog's over here.
If
looking
you had
at.
Makeup, like reverse makeup sex with your girlfriend and like you just kind of were fighting and then she pegs you, she might be a little rough and fucking. And also, what the shape of the peg? Are you going like a dick?
No, like I said,
like,
it's got to be,
you know,
suppository
what I mean? How
sign.
Are you going? Like a butt plug then.
I want to say specifically the size of a suppository. I would want a custom.
It's so little.
Yes, I want to start small. I don't fucking jump in shallow end.
So you're no size queen then.
No,
you are not a size queen.
Definitely not.
Okay, but what if
would
she wants
you
to
do
start
it?
Gradually?
Would you do it?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, okay.
This thing you're talking like a Visine container. I could. Yeah, I'll take a Visine container up my ass right now and won't even notice it. Here's my question to you. Yeah. What if she wants to strap it around herself?
Yeah. Oh, like pen.
What if do you have a choice between like a large, like non-phallic object or a tiny penis?
But for the tiny penis, she has to fuck me with it. Yeah. That's a tough one. I definitely take the smaller one. Again, I just.
You would take the tiny penis?
Yeah, I think I can get myself in a mental state.
Shane, you have to get something up your butt. It's like a big, like a floaty almost. Something like that, like totally non-phallic. Or just a teeny penis.
But she's
a
gotta,
teeny penis on a man?
No. I mean, Jesus, you can if you want.
Wait, it's just a tiny object that's shaped like a penis?
She straps it on.
Well, I think
she
getting pegged is a strap-on.
It doesn't have to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
totally. I thought getting pegged was strap-on.
That was my understanding as well.
It could be, but you can. I mean, they can totally just sit there. Or
that's just getting butt dildoed.
Double dildo you.
Ooh, that's a new twist.
What?
Double dildo with your chick.
Yo,
you guys are both legs in the air.
Like damn. Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah. We're doing or you're ass to ass. You and your wife.
I mean, it definitely exists.
The mother of your children.
I mean, that's that was a Saturday night.
It's a wild time.
A little back-to-back, dude.
It's like, let's toss on some fucking Stranger Things, and then afterwards we'll fucking do ass-to-ass dildo each other. But
that's funny thinking about, like, in all, like, the grade school CYO events, there's how many of the parents, like, just were, like, eating each other's asses.
Oh, man. But, yeah, no, I would go with the smaller object.
You go with the tiny penis.
Phallic's designed to...
Okay.
Designed for entry.
I'm going
to
step it up. That's true. And
so
for,
that would be,
and for pleasure.
And for plunging.
Okay, so if you're going to go just like a like a pretty size, like an 8-inch peg, you're this is both penises at this point. You have a choice between like an 8-inch fat fucking pegger or like a standard fucking like 5, but that also squirts inside you at the end.
The squirting inside, I mean, if I'm already going all in on this, the squirt inside would probably
it
be great.
It squirts a lot.
It would probably feel great.
It squirts hands. It squirts hands open your butt.
Yeah, this is
all right.
This is trash. You think we're gonna get to Mars talking about shit like this, Steve?